brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Worldwide transmission continues. Open phones. Mainstream media talking about total collapse of the banking system. We're going to be getting into that. The latest on Fast and Furious and more. Christians having their churches ransacked and desecrated by Al-Qaeda under NATO command. You cannot make up the magnitude of this ridiculousness because it's so ridiculous that Al-Qaeda always worked for the bankers, but now it's just admitted. It's supposed to be good and... Syrian rebels ransack Christian churches, top story, Infowars.com. Let's go to Bob, Ray, Jason, and others. Let's go to Bob right now. Bob, you're on the air from Illinois. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. I just want you to know I joined the Mormon Church in 1975, and I was ordained a bishop in 1988. And I woke up to the New World Order by reading Ezra Taft Benson's book, An Enemy Hath Done This, and also Cleon Skousen's book, The Naked Communist. And later I started listening to Chuck Carter on the radio, and he woke me up even further. And then I got Jack McClam's Vampire Killer 2000. And then I started listening to you in about 98, I'm sorry. I voted for Ron Paul, so that might give you an idea of where I'm coming from.
Sure.
Like I say, I've been listening to you since 97 or 98. You were on WINI out of Murfreesboro, Illinois. I enjoyed most of the guests you have on, but you had a guy on by the name of Francis Boyle, I think it was, and he was talking about Romney this and Romney that. And he had me going for a while until he said that Romney was a bishop in the church and that he had these, you know, all these connections and blah, blah. And then he said, then he was made an archbishop in the church. There's not even any such position as archbishop in our church.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of guests on and I don't even remember a Professor Boyle saying that. But I mean, I don't know a whole lot about the Church of Latter-day Saints, but I know some stuff. I mean, was Romney a bishop in the church?
Yes.
Okay, but I mean, my issue with Romney is that most of the Mormons I know are anti-New World Order and awake more than pretty much anybody I talk to. All I know is I've got videos of Romney endorsing abortion when he was governor, and now he says he's against it. And you know, Obamacare. So I'm just talking about Romney himself. He says some good things today, but my question is, could I believe them or would I be gullible if I think that, well, you know, the Romney in power did one thing, but the Romney that wants conservatives to elect him says another. So, I mean, you've got the floor for a minute and a half. I mean, what's your point on Romney?
Okay, well, like I told you, I voted for Ron Paul. Harry Reid's also a member of our church, but I wouldn't vote for him if he was the last man on earth.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
Yeah. But with Romney, you know, the Book of Mormon, which was translated by Joseph Smith in the 1820s, talks about the New World Order. And so all Mormons who are Mormons know about the New World Order, and they're against it because they know that Satan is at the head of it. And I believe that there's a possibility that Romney is one of those Mormons, and I believe that when they were talking about Ron Paul spending, him and his wife spending a lot of time with Romney and his wife, I'm hoping anyway that Ron Paul got through to him and that maybe they're working on some things that will be good for us and that we'll appreciate. But if they are, they can't come out and say it right now because you know what would happen.
Well, I'll say this. If Romney got in and did good things, I would support him. So there you have it. I mean, I'll support anybody who does good things, who does the right thing. I just know who finances Romney. And if he double-crosses the New World Order, they're going to come after him.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guarantee.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, there is a cornucopia of mainstream news, financial articles saying get ready for a collapse. The globalist banks are getting ready for total collapse. Well, it's a mathematical certainty that it's designed to collapse. I'm going to be breaking that down at the bottom of the hour. Also, ISIS says gun control agenda behind Fast and Furious. Well, he doesn't say that. That's what the memo show was, to blame the Second Amendment. I've been telling you this for over a year since it broke, a year and a half. I told you about Fast and Furious 6 years ago. And now on YouTube, they're pulling the C-SPAN clips of the press conferences from 2.5, 3 years ago with Holder and Big Sis Napolitano bragging about their gun running operation and how they were running it, because they've been caught perjuring themselves. It's open and shut. They go to jail. And I wouldn't believe that ISSA would actually go after him. They are so far. And so is Boehner. So it's a good thing. I mean, I would have been happy if the Democrats would have been trying to actually impeach Bush, but they didn't. You've got to punish crime. You've got to punish unconstitutional activity, regardless of who it comes out of. Because then it scares the criminals and the bureaucrats to behave themselves. It's very elementary psychology. Ray in California. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
Okay. What I wanted to say was, first off, the plan of the New World Order is convenient for extermination. That's the first thing I want to say. And if you thwart containment, you can eliminate extermination.
Okay.
Going with this?
Now, yeah, I mean, just restate what you said, because I kind of misunderstood. I mean, I'm not quite understanding the first thing you said about extermination.
The plan of the New World Order is basically breaking it all down as containment for extermination. They want to contain everything, then they want to exterminate. Okay? God brings life, darkness brings death. And these people are like devil worshiper extremists. They're, you know, like the Skull and Bones. They're into death. That's what they call it, the Brotherhood of Death. Okay? And the Skull and Bones are more than you think. They're more than just Yale. They had, like, sub-chapters in China and Russia.
No, I know that. It's a chapter of the Illuminati. It's chapter 322.
Okay,
but it was the first big mothership out of the German Bavarian Illuminati, set up in 1832 by the Russell Trust with public opium monopoly money.
Yeah. There's another thing, too. Prior to the 18th century, both the Masons and the Catholic Church were against the New World Order. They infiltrated the Catholic Church and the Masons during the 18th century and the early 19th century. You know that, right?
Well, I mean, it's all open for debate.
Well, it's on YouTube. There's history about it. Okay.
It's on YouTube. It must be true.
Well, I mean, there's things out there, okay, talking about that during the 18th century, they infiltrated the Catholic Church and the Masons. And they wanted to make the Freemasons into Illuminati Masons. And
yeah, no, that's George Washington's letters that are in the National Archives. You can pull them up. They have those all scanned in, written in his own hand, on record, his letters.
Yeah. So anyways, the next point I wanted to bring up is that I believe that things have changed in 2006. Destiny changed, because the fact is that I think the original plan, my contention is the original plan was that Bush was supposed to attack Afghanistan, Iraq, and the two-front objective on Iran. Iran was the trigger. Okay? And what happened was he failed to do that. And how we know he failed to do that? And do you believe that movies have communicated things to the public?
Well, a lot of movies are put out by people I know, but they're generally more independent, smaller films. But even with some big actors, you know, they have Illuminati stuff in it, like Scanner Darkly, that Rick Licklater put out, that I'm in with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, and Woody Harrelson, and others. And who's the actor? I met him a couple times in the shooting the film. Hung out with him, but then I hung out with all the other folks a lot, but I didn't really hang out with him much. Who's the guy that plays Iron Man? Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. Always a great actor. I always forget his name for some reason, because I always end up calling him Morton Downey Jr. That's talk show guy. But, you know, that film, they've got Illuminati symbolism everywhere, because it's in Philip K. Dick's book. And the message is the Illuminati, the secret corporation, is drugging you to burn out your brain to make you a slave zombie. And they sit there, and I also consulted on the film. I didn't just, you know, I wasn't just in it. It's overtly Illuminati, and it's exposing it. But then you've got big budget things where it's pro-Illuminati. So everything in films is not programming. But obviously on Fox Television, on the Lone Gunman spinoff of X-Files, where the government hijacks a jumbo jet to fly into the World Trade Center as a pretext to attack Afghanistan, and uses a terrorism drill as a pretext to claim hijackers are on board when it's really remote controlled. That's exactly what they did 6 months later. And then Dean Haglund, the star of the show, came to my house and said the CIA approached him and planted those plots on him. So, yeah, when you got something like that, it is 100% pre-programming to prepare the subconscious mind, but also to have like a public bragging rights, because the Illuminati is into magic, whether it's real or not. They believe the lesser magic, if they brag about it up front and let you know they're going to do it somehow, even if it's deceptively done, it gives them more power when they do the big act. But you got 30 seconds. Finish up.
Okay, the next point is at the end of the movie W, in the Oval Office, where Bush Sr. comes in to talk to George W. Bush Jr., and Bush Sr. says that Bush Jr., 2 years down the drain, basically, I'm paraphrasing. In other words, he's saying that the message was that Bush Jr. screwed up by not attacking Iran during 2006 to start the nuclear holocaust. 3.5 million people are still alive, and they think they pissed off darkness, so they're trying to put the destruction of the planet on the fast track. That's my point.
No, I agree with you. They want to. That's why Cheney tried to start World War III with the Russians. with the attack on South Ossetia. These people are, they're putting Al-Qaeda in everywhere. And it's just like, give your rights up, Al-Qaeda, but Al-Qaeda's good. And it's just like, ooh, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. It's like Woody Woodpecker. It's just totally insane in the contradiction that's there. Jason in Mass, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, you really helped me unplug from the Matrix. And, you know, now that I'm awake, I'm looking at all your documentaries and everything and just seeing what's going on out there. And my point was is that, you know, when the president or whoever executes the martial law, you know, I think one thing, I mean, we need everyone to awaken, but it's more so the fact that we need police and the military to awaken. Because, I mean, these are the guys who, you know, if there is ever a revolution or what's going on, these are going to be the guys that we're going to go against. And, you know, it's up to the families and everyone else to really get into these guys' heads and let them know what's going on. I mean, they're attacking our own soldiers, you know.
Well, that's why they're doing all this fake community policing where they get to know you and are real friendly but put handcuffs on you for no reason. So when they come get you, you don't resist. And that's why they want to get everybody arrested for no seat belts and stuff now. The police have been told they have quotas so that you're in the system. They want you to be used to going to jail, even though you're not a criminal, to get you primed. We want to stop that. We want to circumvent that and head that off now. But you're right. One of our main focuses is to try to wake up military police. And because they're in the middle of it, they're some of the easiest to wake up, I found. Who's hard to wake up is a soccer mom who believes in the system or some mainline yuppie worker who thinks they're part of the establishment and thinks anybody that cares is weak and that, you know, it's cute and fun to not care and only be to themselves. They are hard to get to. Or if a Republican's in, then people get partisan and, oh, you know, the agenda can't be bad. My guy's in, we win. Or if it's Democrats, oh, Obama's in. Come on, he, you know, he's their guy. He's not bad. You know, that partisanship. But that's not working anymore. And, again, they're not going to call it martial law. They're going to call it civil emergency. And so they're already rolling out a type of martial law. We're already in the pot. It's bubbling. It's just not boiling completely throughout yet. And so have you noticed they're accelerating it all now?
Yeah, I mean, especially around, like, you know, around your area about, you know, all the tanks rolling out in St. Louis and, you know, seeing them implement all these, you know, these strategic areas, you know, and it's just, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, these guys really need to wake up. I mean, they're going, you know, these guys that they're saying that they're working for, I mean, these guys, the families and everything are exposed to eugenics. They're exposed to all this stuff, too.
You know, bankers are going to take everything they've got. Again, police and bureaucrats and people that work, and corporate people that work in the system, which is like half the public or more, you got to understand, the globalists plan to shut things down in phases. You're not on the winning team. They wouldn't let you on their team. You're nothing but a schmuck, a dupe, a sucker to them. Henry Kissinger quoted Bob Woodward. He said, the military are dumb animals, cannon fodder that we use. And he was quoted by others saying similar things. So they'll have parades and tell you they care about you. They think you're dumb animals. So I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm street smart. I've got a decent intelligence, but I'm not some super genius. I'm smart, and I didn't decide to join evil because I realize it's a con game. Because I couldn't even really join evil because it's a scam. It's a con. Plus, I don't want to join evil. My instincts, my gut, my spirit burns with energy and desire to crush these people. So I can't even control myself. My bones, I think they say in Ezekiel, burn. I mean, isn't it Ezekiel in the Bible? I'm not comparing myself to a prophet, but it's a similar feeling. He's saying, look, God, you got me doing all this. They say they're going to kill me, but I can't shut up. Can you make me shut up? They say they're going to kill me, but I can't shut up. I can't shut up. And you know what? It's that feeling. It's not, oh, I've got courage, then I'm going to go fight evil. Folks, what's going to win this is not being able to control yourself, not being able to help going out and taking action. Thank you for the call. You know, I looked at the hundreds of entries that came in for the $5,000 round one prize Obama dictator poster, which is just about getting them out, posting things in the real world, not just internet, and defiling this tyrant, because he needs to be defiled. And I look at these people, the families, the children, the beautiful spirits they have. I can see their spirit through their eyes, through their face, the reflection of it. And it's just so good to know there's so many good people. I salute you. We're going to do this together. We're going through this. This is going to happen one way or the other. So we've got to go ahead and just gut up and go through it together.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
For now, then forever gone. Yeah, the seasons don't fear the reaper, nor does the wind, the sun, and the rain. Think of all your ancestors. You'll be with them forever, in eternity. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Just three things. You're always talking about co-op, you know, how the globalists like to co-op. For instance, say the Occupy movement, globalists co-opted.
Yes.
Okay, well, why not co-op the globalist movement of one world government and say, yeah, we want it, but we want it implemented under the American Constitution?
Well, that's what Lord Monckton has said, just as a point of debate, because they're not going to ever do that. Go, oh, well, you're now admitting your world government, and it's authoritarian, and the EU elects parliaments, but they have no authority. The bureaucracy does, run by big banks, and you brag your dictators. You see, it's not even so much arrogance. They've got to admit it now because we've exposed it. But they're like, well, we're the experts. Oh, really? Okay, well, how about we let nations vote if they want to be part of this? And they're like, oh, no, can't do that. So, you got to be careful. Anything global is so far away, it's going to become far-reaching, the faraway imperial seat. I don't think we'll ever have global government. I think you could have an alliance of free nations with a sacred code of liberty, freedom, private property, family, anti-eugenics, education on monetary issues, and that would be the society that went to the stars. But we don't have an alliance of the good countries. The truth is the bankers started taking over about 100 years ago all over the world. They already had England and Europe to a great extent before that for over 200 years. And they would actually go set up the enemy, not controlling them, but set them up and fund them through subsidiaries to then knock them down. I mean, that's smart. They play the part of the savior, but actually create the threat. And of course, they write books about that. Carol Quigley's written books. Others have. So it's all right there how they operate. I mean, look at how – what do you think of them publicly giving Libya and now parts of Syria to al-Qaeda to slaughter Christians and Jews? And it's in the newspapers, but it's kind of like, well, that's just what happens.
Well, it's outrageous. And, all my neighbors, I bring it up and – you know, they don't say a word. They don't know what to say. They got their heads in the sand.
Yeah, but if I want to fly, some weirdo's like, well, I got to grab your genitals because al-Qaeda might be in there. And I'm just like, come on, man. This is a power grab. What, are you a felon? You think it's cool you're a felon? I mean, literally, it's a bunch of crooks that want their way with us who go, I'm doing it because of al-Qaeda. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, what a sick joke. Anything else, sir?
Oh, no, just appreciate what you're doing, and I wish there was something more I could be part of and join, and I wish there was more of a movement that was.
Well, sir, listen. We've got planetinfowars.com. It's got like 30,000 members. I haven't really started promoting it yet because it's in beta, but it's starting to work really well. Had a few bugs. There's a ton of folks in Illinois. Go search the Illinois groups in there and get involved. Just start it. Go do an access show. Go get a local radio show. It's easier than you think. Take action. Let's talk to another caller here. Who's up next? Ricardo in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have two quick things I'd like to say. First, about the Stop Dictator Obama contest. I think the campaign. Campaign is really good, but I don't think it's enough because, like, you know, some people are just gonna see those posters and vote for Romney. So I was thinking after this campaign is over, we should, you know, launch one against Romney.
Well, Romney is not the president yet. I didn't launch one against Obama because he wasn't in office yet. But if Romney gets in and starts trying to restrict the Second Amendment, or he's agreeing with Obama on legalizing illegals, I saw that, or things like that, we probably will. Mainly, Obama is trying to go after the guns right now. Obama is the front man saying we're under UN command, the military. And so he's the guy with the power. He's got the Justice Department. He's who's dangerous. He's who it's dangerous to go up against. And so he's the big dog. He's the big front man. Stay there. I'm going to come back and explain more of this to you. It's about getting people out on the streets. I said it could be whatever poster you wanted, as long as it's exposing Obama and his crimes. But, I mean, I cut my teeth exposing Clinton, then Bush, now Obama. I mean, they're all puppets. I've talked about it ad nauseum, but I'll get your take on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, Ricardo in New York, and I'm going to go into a big news blitz and then back into your calls. He was asking if the Obama dictator contest is the best idea. Well, you heard how that started last Monday on air. Not this Monday, but last Monday, like 9 days ago. Obama was announcing that he would just make the illegal aliens legal. He's now announcing that they won't have ICE pick up illegal aliens when they even commit felonies in Arizona. He's got the UN giving orders and NATO giving orders to Congress. And he's the supposed president who's now become this traitor in chief. And so I said, that's it. We need to put out provocative signs. And I did see some newscast. Well, I saw some of the videos sent in where it showed news cameras there, but I never saw those news reports, so people should send those in. Now we're into phase two. I said, you got 4 days till Friday. Post the signs in legal, lawful areas. Make your own poster or use our posters that we've made, Obama dictator, to get people thinking about this, because they understand a president being a dictator. Because that's how he's acting, that's how he's behaving. They don't understand things like the private Federal Reserve. And the plan is to get enough of these up to get media coverage of it, because they did this with the Obama posters. It was in well over 100 newspapers, a whole bunch of TV stations. It was on news in Ireland, Japan, Norway, all these different places this news came out. Hey, guys, I just forgot to do it during the break because I've got my children at work with me today. I hate to honeydew everybody here, but can I have a polymers, please, with a full glass of water? Thank you. Plus, I got a bunch of work, and I need my afternoon caffeine. Thank you. Oh, there you are. Thank you. I tell you what, awesome. I've got them. I just need water in here because what's going to happen is I'll never have time to get out there and get it. And I'm starting to cough. Thank you. By the third hour, sometimes I just get busy during the breaks and just talking to my children who are running around out there, and didn't go get my water. I'm going to put a little water cooler. I'm serious. Right over here. One of those little floor units, like a little bench. I can just get all the water I want instead of running you guys ragged once a day to get me some water. Anyways, I'm being sarcastic. At least I didn't like a Tabasco event I had a few days ago. And sure, we probably could have thought of a better thing, but it's pretty darn good. I mean, what do you have? Like Romney and Obama's faces split and then just say the two parties are a dictatorship or something? People already know that. I mean, we've had programs where we put up during flu season when that hoax was going that it was all a giant hoax and that, hey, honey, you're distracting me in the control room. I told you can come to work, but you can't come running around the office like that. It's the summer. My children are homeschooled. They're very good, but they're very excited at work. And my oldest daughter is running around out there. And, I mean, it's distracting when she comes up and starts putting her face up on the glass there. Thank you so much, guys. By the way, this is a product placement. I didn't do the product placement on purpose, but I might as well. Pollen Burst is the best energy drink I've ever had, full of B vitamins, trace minerals, and then a little bit of caffeine. And I get so much more energy. Instead of having afternoon coffee now, I used to have like 5-6 cups a day. Now I just have a cup in the morning, maybe a cup when I get to the office, and then it's Pollen Burst. And if I got to work till like midnight or do coast to coast AM or something, I'll have like a 9 p.m. Pollen Burst. That hits the spot. Thank you. InfoWarsTeam.com to get free shipping on it. On the qualifying orders, you sign up for auto ship, and it supports the broadcast, InfoWarsTeam.com. Or you can call if you have any questions or want to be a distributor for us, 877-551-1301, InfoWarsTeam.com, or 877-551-1301. And then we can take the little profits we have as well and put it into contest to get the word out. I mean, look, I don't want to sit here and over-elaborate. I got a bunch of news here to go to in your calls. To answer his question, Ricardo in New York, but I guess I could have a week where we say, what's your idea for a contest? All I know is this worked really well last time because the media comes out and says there shouldn't be a First Amendment, you shouldn't talk about Obama, and then other people say, well, I'm going to post signs, and it was really a big deal and had a big effect. I don't know. I mean, we had Google bombs for a year. It could make the number one search term whenever we wanted until they changed the algorithm to block that. That tool, we're still in the top Google searches just organically sometimes, but they've blocked us being able to do that. I mean, you've got all the power. People say, well, I wish we could get together. I wish we could do more. You're going to have to do it. I mean, planetinfowars.com. Get organized there. We have an area for activism where you give us ideas and ideas to each other and do that. There it is, resistance, activism, it's all right there. There's whole areas. But Ricardo, what are your ideas? I mean, what's effective here?
Well, I don't know. I really agree with what you're saying.
I hear you, buddy. I just wanted to have you, because I wanted to be able to have you have a response there. Because remember, I can't magically do everything. I can come up with certain ideas. I can get certain things done, but I'm not all powerful. Okay, let's go to another caller, and then I'll get to the news. Richard in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is part of the clergy on response team. I told you about the Harriman ritual room, throne room up at the Harriman estate compound. But I'd like to tie in something about the Tom Cruise film about Eyes Wide Shut. We're absolutely up against real-life Satanists, but in that movie is a clue to the Harriman complex. When Tom Cruise buys a cape and a mask from a costume shop, there's a little, I worked in the movie industry and in, also with a news show that has a stopwatch in it on Sunday nights. But when Tom Cruise buys that costume, there's a little neon sign that says rainbow. Now, the guy that has the satanic ritual ceremony owns that company. Now, I believe it was Sean Stone that said 7 months ago that he believed when Tom Cruise is headed across the bridge, he's going to Nyack, New York. I know that.
Yeah, place. Well, let me tell you, Sean Stone's one to know. I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, let me tell you. I tell you what, Sean Stone, I wish he'd tell you everything he's seen. Can you imagine what he's seen?
Well, I'm going to give you a little hint that that the Harriman, I know that area like the back of my hand, and we've got our people all over that place, and there's no way that that kind of ceremony could have taken place in Nyack without us knowing about it. But a postman a long time ago from the Tuxedo Park Harriman area told me, and I had no idea what he was talking about at the time, that area was known as End of the Rainbow. Now, one of our guys hopped over the fence and got inside of the Harriman complex, and I described part of that to you. You could easily produce that inside of that area, and no one would know. Now, I'm going to tie in something else about Warren Boedeker and the theft of Warren Boedeker's stuff. We know that the New World Order globalists want to remove the property from the middle class and destroy the middle class and give the property to the elites. I believe that Mr. Warren Boedeker's stuff, they're going to find out that the judge probably has hidden real estate off of his financial forms and ethics forms, et cetera. Now, this got my partner murdered in New York, Sonny Hsu. He's got a blog spot that people can go to on the net. The guy that's produced that is not telling the entire truth.
What? Well, listen, here's the deal. You got to send me some info on that. It's too convoluted, sir. I don't know about that case out in Montana. I'm just trying to help a World War II hero veteran who's losing his house. You know, for all I know, the trustee's a nice person, and you know, he got set up by some people that brought him to the trustee. The whole point is what happened there is wrong. And we're investigating it. No, I hear you, but I appreciate your call. We're now going to go ahead and take one more call, and then I'm going to get into the news here, okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in California. You're on the air.
Hi, Alston. I wanted to say that Obama declared martial law a month ago under executive order blocking prosperity of persons threatening the peace, security, or stability of Yemen. In the second paragraph, it says, I hereby declare a national emergency.
Well, they do that every year. We've always, since 1933 in the War Powers Act, been under martial law. That's why I try to explain it. But a physical martial law is being slowly, incrementally turned up. That's why the Sergeant of Arms gets a visit from the White House every year. It's on C-SPAN. They say, we're here with a letter from the president. And then they declare the emergency. And then that's how the TSA sticks their hands down your pants. It's how the national security state does all this. So, yes, I remember covering that. And every year he issues a new emergency. I mean, this is what we live under, is emergency rule, COG rule, yes.
I think Ron Paul knew about it, and that's why he stepped down when he did, because it was about the same day that this came out that he stepped down.
Well, let me just expand on that, sir. Did you hear what I said? Since the War Powers Act, 1933, they declared a national emergency, and we never left it. That's how he could order, and I say it's an illegal order because it's fraud, everyone turned their gold in, and they gave them paper back and then basically doubled the price of the gold in the next few years. The Firestone family got caught setting up dummy corporations in Europe to buy their gold back. Roosevelt declared martial law under the Reorganization Emergency Powers Act of 1933. And so Ron Paul stepped down because Ron Paul wasn't going to win the election. And I like Ron Paul. I like Rand Paul. They're good guys overall. I don't like seeing them go into more of a political mode when they were always the purists. It's not that I get mad if someone's political overall, if they've always been political. And I appreciate your call, sir. My issue was that I watched the letters going out to constituents and out to myself because I've given them both money. And it's like, we're still going to win. Get in there. Get the delegates. And I'm like, but then Rand comes on my show and says, yeah, well, now it's going to be Romney. And it is an honor to be considered for VP. Remember a few months ago? And I'm like, okay, I'm being polite. And then it's like, keep everybody going along, going along, going along. And then get right to the point and say, okay. Well, remember, Paul made that announcement that he was no longer going to campaign in states. And they went, but that doesn't really mean we're dropping out. And I was kind of like, oh. I mean, it was like a double talk stuff. And I understand Ron Paul got run ragged. Ron Paul did thousands of stops. Ron Paul's got mainline Republican politicos running his operation now. And that's great. Okay, I just don't have to be all hot and bothered politically about the polls anymore. That's great. I agree with most of their votes. I even understand why Rand came out against GMO labeling, because I get he's always said the feds, he wants to get rid of the FDA. Notice they push all this poison on us. Special interest control. He says, let the states do it. And we should do it at the states. And he's voted to not let the feds block states having labeling. Now, you can debate that and say, well, GMO is so bad, we deserve a right to know. And while we're going to have an FDA, they might as well demand labeling. I see that. I mean, I understand the thought process, though, of a libertarian purist to say, don't let the feds label it. But instead, the big companies are lobbying to have states not label it. So I don't have any ill will towards Rand Paul or towards Ron Paul. I just know the direction they're going, and I told you the direction they were going, and you see their statements by their people that speak for them, you know, Jack Hunter and people, who just says, well, we want Republicans to like us, and we want to be liked, and we want to get mainline Republican support. Well, great. Hell, support NDAA. Support endless war. Support torture. Support more prisons. Support the drug war. If you want to make, you know, the so-called mainline Republicans like you, oh, okay, great. I just don't have to get into a worship fest over it. I'm not interested in having them on my radio show anymore. It's gone. I mean, I guess if they contacted us, which they have before to get on, I'd go, okay, and I'll ask them a few questions. And I'd try to be positive and say, hey, you're doing this, you're doing that. Rand Paul's doing a lot of good stuff. Going after the TSA, you know, going after a lot of things. But the magic's gone. The magic's gone. And so that's great. That's good. And I hope the little political analysts they've got working for them have a great wedding with the GOP. I hope it's great, and they can all wear nice little white bridesmaid gowns up there. I'm not going to the party, okay? So that's all I have to say about that. I mean, I don't even want to get into Ron Paul. I hope people just don't even bring it up, okay? Because I'm glad I did what I did, kind of going wild a few weeks ago, because it was real, it was me, it's who I am. Because it's personal when things like that happen. But I'm glad I did what I did because it was real. But I, you know, the duality, I wish I wouldn't have gotten so angry, because it's just, what do you expect? You know, I realize I am a weirdo. I mean, I try to not compromise. You can't compromise with pure evil. And I understand why people do, and that's fine. I think it's a big mistake. It's more of a sadness. It's more of a sadness, and but it shouldn't get any of us down. Ron Paul's retiring, and Rand Paul is still a great senator when it comes to the Second Amendment and a lot of issues. And so that's great. It's just that we get mad and angry because it was so pure. And then it gives others that exaggerate and make stuff up about him excuses. I've looked into some of the stuff being said, you know, like Governor Walker's related to the Walker family. I looked it up. That's not true. Or, you know, Ron Paul is a Mason who wants us all to use drugs. I mean, it's just pure baloney. And you know, people then, oh, look how bad Rand Paul is. You know, he's works for GMO companies. He doesn't want you to be able to label it. That's not why he did it. He says the feds don't have that jurisdiction. Get rid of it. And here it is. I've got all this news. I'm going to come back and hit Biden. It's a depression for millions and millions of Americans. BuzzFeed has that video. Well, Biden occasionally tells the truth. And then I've got what I mentioned last week is it dovetails with all this. Larry Summers, Washington Post, avoiding a global catastrophe. And then it says big banks crafting living wills in case they fail. CNBC, they're getting ready to totally implode like Enron. They're moving the assets out the back door right now. All that bailout money you give them. They never intended to bail Jack's diddly squat out. And you got one of the biggest cities yet going bankrupt, Stockton to file for bankruptcy. Again, you can keep bailing it out. The money never goes to bail it out. The tickets the cops write don't go to prop it up. It all goes offshore. The plan is to implode.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and, of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Remember, they told us 3 years ago that the recession ended, though even with the cooked economic numbers, it showed we've been in a depression. And as the depression gets deeper, well, now Biden comes out and says it's a depression for millions and millions of Americans. And now as they start hinting they're going to do QE3 soon, well, look for gold to go up when they actually do that. They've been trying to hammer it down because it exposes the fiat currency. It is going to just exacerbate everything, and people on fixed incomes are going to really see their purchasing power shrunk. Now, again, I mentioned this last week, but it dovetails with this other news. Avoiding a Global Catastrophe, Lawrence Summers. This is the guy, more than anybody, who helped engineer the end of Glass-Steagall, the derivatives, the housing bubble, everything with Clinton. And he goes on to admit that raising taxes stalls the economy, but that they've got to have the money, and then basically says that Europe's going to implode, and the answer is rich people are going to have to belly up to the bar and save the global economy. But he means people making a few hundred thousand a year and up, not the people controlling billions that are offshore. He says a Eurozone collapse would be an economic disaster that might define our era. Oh, really? You think so? But they admit now, this was in the London Telegraph last week, they want to collapse it into a banking union. So they're going to collapse it into something far worse. Now, continuing here, here's the new news today. The point is that, oh, we told you this collapse was coming and was engineered a decade ago, 5 years ago, told you what the cause would be, told you what their solution would be, and now they admit it all because it's a total plan. That's the key. People are like, well, yeah, we need troops on the streets. Things are collapsing. But it was planned, and they're never planning to get us out of it. That's from the Bilderberg sources. And this article, I've got to cover this more on the Nightly News or tomorrow because it's so important. CNBC, big banks craft living wills in case they fail. Five of the biggest banks in the United States are putting finishing touches on plans for going out of business as part of government-mandated contingency planning. That's to move the assets out the back door. That could push them to untangle their complex operations. You mean the derivatives, mortgages sold 20 times over, or houses you don't even own, you say you do? The plans known as living wills are due to regulators no later than July 1st. Man, we're getting close, folks. Under provisions of Dodd-Frank financial reform law designed to end the too-big-to-fail bailouts of the government. The living wills could be as long as 4,000 pages. That'll just be a scam that Congress then under law says they're allowed to engage in. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley. To OSC submitting the first liquidation scenarios to regulators of the Federal Reserve. Gotta love that. All those banks are shareholders in the private Fed. So they're the bosses are going to give it to the Federal Reserve that's their holding company. And then they're going to decide themselves in bankruptcy, which will include sucking us dry, holding us hostage, and then holding us hostage again, and then holding us hostage again, and holding us hostage again, and as all the cities and states go bankrupt. Aaron was showing me the latest numbers out of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports for California, where they've got 70-plus trillion in liquid slush funds off budget, and then they... Oh, you just heard me right. I mean, the numbers are just insane. They've been putting it in there for like 60 years, and then they claim they're, you know, half a trillion or something behind on budget. I mean, I mean, it's just the numbers. We're going to do a whole report on that soon. We've been posting some of the articles up there. But, I mean, this is all hiding in plain view, and I got to pull the numbers up. I'm going from memory. It's just totally insane. Yeah, folks. We're talking about 1.5 quadrillion worldwide, 1,500 trillion are the numbers we're talking about. And it's all right here. And then I've got other ones. Stockton to file bankruptcy will be the largest U.S. city to fail. Oh, and then this big article. He's on tomorrow. This just broke at Infowars.com. Whistleblower reveals plans to evacuate London during Olympics. Body bags. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at Infowars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require
require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.